smell like alcohol. Did you need to drink to come tell me this? Does that make it easier for you? Your sickness stinks. I can smell it from here. You're nothing more than a victim. Like a dog.
I'm sorry.
Have you talked to Danny about any of this?
No, not yet. But I think she knows something's going on. It just isn't working for me anymore. And pretending around her is making me sick.
This seems like an awfully quick decision, Frank. You've invested a lot of time and money, and it seems to be working for Danny. She's happy, taking part in most of the curriculum. She's even helping head an exploratory committee.
I know. It's really working for her. I haven't seen her like this in years, and I am grateful.
And you don't see how her father leaving the group would make her start to doubt how good she's doing.
No. She is happy. And as long as the group is making her happy, I continue to pay whatever the program costs. I'm happy to. Really?
Well, I'm happy to hear that you don't intend to bring your daughter with you overboard. But Frank, I take this very seriously. When people opt out, it can be a very messy process. Especially when it has the potential to harm someone who has become so close to us. Someone who really is doing the work, committing to the course, and leading. I mean, you know what we're up against here.
I know.
It just doesn't scare you anymore.
Of course. I still have plenty of fear.
So what changed besides that you've embraced your disease again?
I'm not turning on anyone. I'm not a denouncer or anything like that. I need something different. It isn't working for me right now.
Right now. That is the bottom of the barrel, buddy. Right now is the entry fee for this mission. Becoming an ISB is about not being a victim.
Look, I said I was going to pay for all Danielle's work. As long as it's helping her. I would love for her to become an ISB. I have no ill will. Not like I'm writing a blog or anything.
Why do you say that?
I just mean you don't have to worry.
Worry about what?
I just
mean I don't have to worry about what?
Anything.
At all? Ever?
No, about me.
I never have to worry about you about anything?
I mean regarding
blogs?
Yeah. Or stories.
About what?
The group.
Have you been reading fake news posts on the internet, Frank?
No.
Have you been reading fake news blogs on the internet, Frank?
I saw one. But that's not...
So that's where this is coming from.
No, I just...
Shut the fuck up, Frank. Your words are the most valuable thing you have left, Frank, but words are very strong and can paint one hell of a picture. That's the nice thing about these tapes. If all of a sudden you decide your words are more valuable than our movement or your daughter's happiness, I will paint a very, very clear picture of the man that Danielle calls her father.
About is college. I mean, it's like they're little robots.
Well, we can't reach everyone.
I know, but God, it is annoying.
You seem positively aggressive today, or joyously aggressive.
That is exactly the way to put it. Joyously aggressive. It's like, oh no, I will fuck you up, but I'll smile while I'm doing it.
Do you feel good?
I do.
Tell me why.
Because I feel loved. By the group, by the sisters, by you. And I feel like I'm more centered, closer to being ISB, which is exciting.
And you are.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled. You don't seem nervous, so I assume you're ready to pay the debt.
I am, yeah. I've thought about it a lot. And I know that I've never believed in something like this before, but my life has never made so much sense.
And I intend for you to feel like that forever. It can never just be about right now. That's the bottom of the barrel of existence. That's how dogs live. We need to reach out of our comfort zone, strive for truth in the things that scare us, and stay true and unwavering to our spiritual reality.
I know that you're right. So, I am ready. I even wore something nice.
Oh, well, that is always a plus. You look beautiful. You want to just get it out of the way now so we can get back to building our perfect world?
Yes, please. We have so much more important things to be doing. Should we just do it right here?
Yeah. What about just against that wall? That's a nice background.
Like here?
Yeah, there is perfect.
Cool. Oof. God, it's cold.
I know, I'm so sorry. That's always an issue in here. AC is unrelenting. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's all good. Do you need totally, or are these okay?
You know, as nice as those are.
Aren't they? That's what I meant when I said I got something nice.
Oh, I can tell. I'm definitely not mad you're wearing them, but yeah, for the purpose of this, they aren't necessary.
Okay.
Wow. Danny, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but when's your birthday?
Right before graduation? So, like, a month?
You just look like a woman already.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. You're beautiful. Now, here, let's get this ugly bit done. Sorry, the flash is helpful. We'll just get a few of these.
Do you just want me to stand here like that?
No, by all means, you can pose or move if the spirit takes you.
Okay.
Have you done this before?
No.
Well, of course not. No, I meant.
No, I mean sometimes, just not with someone. I've taken my own before. I like to.
That sounds very interesting.
I could show them to you.
I expect you should. Hold on one second.
Gaslight stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny, John Gallagher Jr. as Ben, and Chris Ellis as Frank. Written and directed by Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Produced by Q-Code and Chloe Grace Moretz. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Peyrefitte. recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ronkelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step.
All right, you assholes.
Jeff, look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.